Well, good morning. Everybody's in the back two rows. I like it. Things have gone back to normal. Tim Wilson, glad to be here with you guys this morning. Pete is, as you probably know from the first service, is assisting. And so he asked me to kind of kick off our study. As you know, we're going to study seculosity this summer. Pete will be here quite a bit, but out a little bit for some vacations and preaching. And so we'll fill in, somebody will fill in those times. But I want to encourage you to get this book if you have not. If you have not and you'd like one, I have a couple extra copies that I brought up from the library or bookstore downstairs. You're welcome to take it, but just go down and pay for it when you're done afterwards. But does anybody need a copy or would like a copy? Okay. If you change your mind, come up. We got a couple extra here. Before we start, let me pray for our class. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for Sunday. We thank you for a Sabbath day. We thank you that you have ordained a day of rest, one where we cease and we pay attention to you and we worship you and we draw close to you. Thank you for that. Thank you for the preached word. Thank you for the fellowship of the believerhood. Thank you for singing. Thank you for your table. Thank you for that means of grace, Lord. Thank you for your death on the cross. Thank you that we can remember what you've done for us. Lord, I pray for our time today. Pray that we would be drawn to you, that the words of this author would direct us ultimately to you and help us to share our thoughts and iron sharpen iron with one another. In Christ's name we pray, amen. A couple of things I want to say about the book first. This is not the Bible. It is a man's writings. So first of all, let's keep that in perspective. He is writing about the faith. He's writing about Scripture, but we have to keep it in its right priority. It is not Scripture. We read things like this through the grid of Scripture, through our understanding of theology and God's plan for us. So let's remember that. It is not infallible, okay? The other thing I'd say about the book is it really has two audiences. At least this is my thinking. We're going to get to talk with one another today in our tables. One is it's for me, and it's for you, to think about these topics as it exposes my heart and my life, as it exposes yours, which is important. The other piece is it also tells us about those that we live with. It's what they're thinking, how they're dealing with life. It expands my understanding maybe of some of the things they're dealing with. So I think it serves a dual purpose. I think Pete even said it's a great evangelism book. One of the things I liked about it, as you've read it, is he doesn't use a lot of spiritual jargon, which I think is very helpful when we're speaking with folks, believers or non, about what's really going on in our lives and our heart. And it's gonna, we're going to pull some of these things apart. So remember the audience. It's you and it's others. It's not just for your benefit, but for you being able to express your beliefs or even ask questions and listen to someone else. It is not a cudgel. It is not a big hammer for you to use. The first chapter is on busyness. Now, that may be you, that may not be you, but if it's not you, there's other chapters that will address you, okay? So be kind to the busy people in your lives, if you're not one, and if you are, listen. You'll not be on the forefront in chapters to come. I'm sure there's some of us in all the chapters. So be kind to one another. I wanted to maybe just point through a couple things that I would bring out for definition purposes before we start. Just to pull out of the introduction really a little bit. We're going to spend probably half the morning in our tables talking through the questions. The discussion questions at your tables on the introduction, then we'll pause for a minute, and then we'll switch to the first chapter, see if we can kind of get through the introduction and then the first chapter. But let me talk about a couple things here first. One of the things he talks about is religion. Here, I'm going to back here because I need to put this down. He defines religion with a big R and a little r. Remember that? I think it's important to at least understand kind of how he's viewing that. Yeah. Okay. Religion is not merely that which explains the inexplicable. This is on Roman numeral 8, if you want to, third paragraph down. Religion is not merely that which explains the inexplicable, but the lens through which you sort the data of your days, rank your priorities, and focus your desires. We call this small R religion. And as you know, he makes the case that we're all religious people, right? Not just those that go to big R religion church. I think that's very, very helpful. And then he goes on and he describes another thing. I'll read this. Another concept that's a part of the questions. We fail to recognize that what we're actually worshiping when we obsess over food or money or politics is not the thing itself, but how that thing makes us feel, if only for a moment. Our religion is that which we rely on, not just for meaning or hope, but enoughness. So he introduces what is enough. He actually goes on to say that's really self-righteousness, right? Which is, I love the fact that we're not using a Christian word, right? We're using a real common word, enoughness, that I think we all relate to. Here's the wrinkle. One so well-worn, it hardly bears mentioning. No matter how close we get or how much we achieve, we never quite arrive at enough. How much money is enough, Mr. Rockefeller? Just a little bit more. You've heard that quote probably. That's a great concept. We all need to start thinking about what is enough. So he talks about little R religion, big R religion. He introduces enoughness. So the question is, what is seculosity? What's the title mean? And so he gives us a definition on Roman numeral 21. I'm proposing a fresh term, seculosity. I'm using it as a catch-all for religiosity that's directly horizontal rather than vertical at earthly rather than heavenly objects. So he's built a word to encompass little R religion and people that don't go to church, right? It's everybody. We're worshiping something, right? And part of the book is to evaluate these things. So what is the aim of the book? He tells us in two different places. So I'll read them for you instead of summarize them. Book sets out to look at how the promise of salvation has fastened onto more everyday pursuits like work, exercise, and romance, and how it's making us anxious, lonely, and unhappy. It's a pretty big goal. The other thing he says, we want to survey a few of the more popular religions that aren't called religions out there today. So with that introduction, what we want to do, if you're sitting by yourself at a table, I want you to join over at another table. If you feel like the two of you don't want to just talk, fill in with the rest of us. And what I want you to do is go to the back of the book, and there's Q&A in the back. I don't know if you guys saw that. There's a discussion guide, page 212. I want somebody to volunteer to kind of be the MC. You don't have to lead the discussion. You just have to read the questions, okay? So there's a prompt at the beginning on page 212. There's 8 questions. You may not get through them all, and we'll come back in a little bit, and we'll break and work through those questions as a group. Now, forewarning, if I'm up here in the future, I'm going to ask you to move tables and sit with someone you don't know, but I'm going to let you alone today, because I think that might be too traumatic for some of you. But in the future, I would encourage you, come in and sit with someone you don't know, right? And so we need to learn who each other are, and you need thoughts and input from folks outside of your immediate circle. So feel comfortable today, but I may ask you to rise up, change tables, and not sit with someone that you know or know as well, okay? But you can sit here today. So let's dive in, move around to your tables. I'll let each one start, and then I'll come back up in a little bit, and we'll move to chapter one. So just stay with the introduction. Thanks. Okay. I'm sure you're all finished with all, eight questions and have all the answers for the other tables. But we're going to pause here, and I'm going to shift your attention to chapter 1 questions. Since we've only got about 20 minutes or so, we do have, I'm going to go ahead and make an announcement or two before so we can get out afterwards. They're doing a luncheon in here, so at 12 o'clock, they are going to want to come in here. So we're going to need to make sure we finish up and not go over for them. As a side note, those that signed up for the dinner, it's at our house tonight, 7138 Joyce Way. We're excited to have you. If for some reason you still want to come, come see Mona, and she'll tell you how to get us paid and what you're going to eat and all that kind of stuff and what you could bring if you want to bring. Be just a night of fellowship. We're excited to have everybody over. Enjoy the next questions on busyness. Again, it is the first chapter. Be kind to the folks that are busy people at your table. And those that are busy, try not to be defensive and to justify your busyness. Okay? It goes both ways because the rest of you will have your time in the pit later in the book. So there's plenty of opportunity for us all to deal with the things in our lives. So enjoy, and I'll stand up and release this here in a little bit. Chapter 1. Pardon me for the interruption, but I was just encouraged to add something to my announcement. The women at my table keep me on track. For those that want to know, are we inside or outside tonight? And what to wear? I could care less, It's inside, but our house doesn't fit like 100 zillion people, so we have overflow outside. So come comfortable with the chance that you might have to find a seat outside if we're overflowing. So come comfortable, wear shorts, wear something loose-fitting, ladies, and be comfortable. See you tonight. 6 o'clock.